Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
This is Amanda Hirsch from the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast. You might know me from Not Skinny But Not Fat on Instagram, where I spend my time talking about reality TV, celebrities, everything happening in pop culture every Tuesday, okay? I also talk to some of our favorite celebs and reality TV stars. We talk about what's going on. Tune in every Tuesday and just feel like you're talking with your best friends in your living room. Okay, you guys, we've been in Kardashian overload lately, which I am soups okay with because I freaking love them. And I realized that my feed is also like picture of Noah, Kardashian content, picture of Noah, Kravis date night photo.
Well, they're giving us like so much to talk about. They're just like Kourtney and her vegan sushi, just like got to see it every day. Nobu every day.
Nobu
every night.
Our day, Nobu. Every day. Avocado slices for the win.
Oh my God, that probably cost like literally $80 per slice.
I really hope that you guys saw my recreation because the day that you put up the avocado, I literally like find myself a 32-year-old mother, okay?
slicing
cucumber, picking flowers and putting soy around it. And taking a picture of it and writing vegan sushi.
Dead.
And like, I remember I was talking to my mom on the phone and she was like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "Mom, you don't want to know what I'm doing." She's like, "Why? What are you doing?" And I'm like, "No, you actually don't want to know."
It actually looked like Nobu style. Like it was with the flour in the middle.
And someone was like, "Where'd you get the?" And what the funniest part is, like, I'm such a fat ass that I ate the whole thing. It should have been a prop for my like photo shoot, but I ate the whole thing and then proceeded to cut up another cuke.
And do the same?
And eat it with the rest of the sauce. I did coconut aminos because I have soy allergy. Wait, did I even tell you guys that Arielle's here? Because Arielle's here. And it's funny because people say we have the same voice. So I might as well just like, have people that I'm talking to me.
It's only like you two speaking.
Like you responding
to yourself.
Which I would do. Which I feel like should be an invention. Like me to me. Like there is the meme, me to me.
Yeah.
So we needed to just rehash all Kardashian stuff. And we actually recorded the episode a couple days ago, but I needed to insert this alert update because so much has happened in the like the day since we recorded. Like there was a new episode of Keeping Up, which we just watched with Addie, which I'm a convert with a K because, and I love that you guys accept me because I call myself out for being a hypocrite a lot of the time. And like, I was like, who's Addison? Like when their friendship like came about in like October, I was like, who is this? And like, why is she with Kourtney? And what is this obsession and all this shit? And what happened? I don't know. Either the song Obsession with them, which by the way, like I'm not joking. Arielle, what is the song we use to calm down Noah?
Obsession. He's obsessed with.
He's obsessed.
I've said Obsession.
I think I saw she's coming out with a new song and I was like, oh, I should probably listen to it. And then I went to listen to it and I was like, I felt like a music producer who just like knows music. And it's like, yeah, that's the beat. That's the beat. Timbaland, you know? And I was just like, oh, yes, hit me. And started dancing in my room. And I was like, I've been waiting for a song that to dance to in my room, you know? And like, there hasn't been one for a while. There hasn't been like a pop song.
Oh, excuse me.
Since Shakira last
week.
Shakira. There was Girls Like Me.
And you tell me that you're looking for a girl like
if
me.
If you guys missed my shuffle, then please find it on my Instagram because you'll be impressed. So yeah, ever since Girl Like Me, and then Obsessed was like, I just feel like it was that I'm not here to judge her voice or her auto tune or like whatever. I'm here to say this is a young, talented girl who has what it takes, I feel like, to be a pop star. And it worked. Like, it just worked.
They just...
So I converted.
Whoever her team is, like, turned her overnight into a pop star with that blonde hair and, like, I don't know, those... That the Britney vibe. Vibes. Like, everything. They were just like, you got to change it up to look like a pop star.
And that's a thing, which, like, you know, I love to give props to me, like, for things, is that I'm not a hater just to hate. You know, I'm a hater when I'm like, I'm not into something. So I'm not like super into TikTok dances with like some fake smiling and weirdness. So I wasn't into her. But then like, give me a pop star Britney moment and I'll be all over you. You know what I mean? And I loved it. I even said like one of her outfits in the video, that white outfit with the like corset vibe and the, like the Dickies pants vibe and the boots. Like that's my vibe. Like I don't like the pop star thing that it's become like leotards and glitter and high heels. Like that is not, and I feel like every pop star does it. Even Taylor Swift sometimes will do it. And I'm like, Taylor, that's not your vibe.
Taylor's like whole like last.
Like I love I love when she's like a fairy.
Yeah.
Like fairy vibes.
Yeah.
Like hippie fairy vibes. Yeah. But I think she did a concert with like leotard vibes. And I was like,
that's
what's
what I was going to say. There was one concert where she was only in leotards.
I feel like they don't call it leotards. I feel like,
what is it called?
I feel like when Beyonce's on tour, she's not like, where is my leotard for this number of, what's that song? I'm trying to think of a, like an example of a song.
You can't even think of one Beyonce song.
You know single what? Ladies. Where's my single ladies leotard? Where's my glitter and leotard for single ladies people? I feel like they call it bodysuit or something.
I'm sure it's not. It's not a bodysuit.
I just want to call it a leotard forever. But I hate it. I hate that vibe. I hated when Britney became a leotard and high heels performer. I love performers who come to perform. So they need to be in sneaks or boots or something comfortable.
Yeah.
And not a fucking bodysuit leotard, sorry, up your anus. So anyway, Addison was my vibe. So that's why I'm a convert with a K. And I hope that you all love me and accept me for changing my opinions because I'm human. So I don't have to stick to one. So I am into her. I started even following her on Instagram. And I just want to say this last thing about her before we move on to important things that we want to update about is that her Instagram is literally all of her, which is very like self-absorbed, but it's like charismatically self-absorbed. I don't know how to explain it. It's very like, here's me and here's me again and here's me again and here's me smiling again and here's me with a nice coffee and here's me in pink.
What's
and
charismatic about that?
No, but I'm saying like, it's like not annoying. It's like, oh, I don't know how to explain it.
She's posting off pictures. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, what I'm saying is like, she is like me, but like, that's like what she's doing right now. I accept her for who she is.
Yeah, totally. Her song is a hit. Like,
I'm telling you guys, Noah cries and I'm like, me too. You're obsessed with me just as much as
you.
Like, if you're on the Upper East Side, you can catch me and Ariel singing it on the street.
No, legit.
Like us being like, and I die for you too. I think he's more like, what's going on? Okay, you guys, I know you want to be soups cool and like go thrift store shopping, but like it's kind of a pandemic and also you're so used to doing everything online, but you're so cool that you want to wear like unique pieces that no one has and not just, you know, shop at Zara like everyone else. And you want to find like designer stuff for like more affordable prices. So that's why I want to tell you about Curtsy. It's a really, really cool, kind of like a thrift store vibe, selling and buying, exchanging place. Okay. So basically you have the coolest pieces on Curtsy at thrift store prices and you could just order it to your home and you don't have to try to go thrift store shopping in Williamsburg. So if you're looking for tie-dye, Thrasher, whatever you're looking for, Curtsy has the latest styles and really cool stuff. I got my favorite Free People joggers there and just a bunch of other cool stuff. You could find Lululemon tops for like $20, leggings for like $40. Literally, you could just search by your favorite brands like Nike, Urban Outfitters, Champion, Free People, Levi's, and everything's up to like 70 20% off, which is insane in the membrane. Super easy app to use. So check them out. They're called Curtsy, C-U-R-T-S-Y. And I have a code, obviously, it's not skinny, and it gets you 15% off already discounted things. So that's insane. Download the Curtsy app, enter promo code not skinny, and you'll get 15% off your, like I said, already discounted offer. So check out Curtsy, guys. Okay, so ever since we recorded the chunk of the episode that you're going to hear soon, which is all about the Kardashians and Khloe Photogate, is that shit happened ever since then. So we're just going to give you the major updates, which have been that the photo, the talked about fucking photo that, again, I think is beautiful and most people do, and but Khloe did not. Khloe went on an Instagram Live last night, which was on Wednesday night, right? Last Wednesday night. She did a two-minute Instagram Live where she picks up her shirt, shows her abs, does this like jump to show us that like nothing jiggles. I don't really know. There were a lot of abs there, a lot of like, and then Kim was there. Kim is like, ha ha ha. Like, I'm sure it was Kim's idea. I feel like it was all Kim's idea. She was like, ha 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 to the camera, shut it off, whatever. I posted it, and honestly, like, Ariel was here with me. Like, I was overwhelmed with how I felt sad. It wasn't cringy to me. It wasn't. It was just like, oh my God, like, why did she feel like she had to do that? Why did she feel like she has something to prove? And again, what boggles my mind the most, and this is like an HB2 situation, is like, the photo looks so good. The photo looks so good. And she's bugging about it. And she's spinning about it to the point that she felt like she needs to show. Like, if this is not an Aubrey O'Day situation where, you know, the Daily Mail posted a photo where she was, you know, her Instagram, she was looking 100 pounds lighter than in real life. We're talking here,
Khloe looking the same.
Little, you know, fine tuning, if you would call it, of Photoshop or airbrushing or whatever, that she is took so freaking far that, so she does this live to be like, this is the real me. I have thousands of abs. Whereas, like I said, you guys, the original photo that was leaked or whatever the fuck, her body is still amazing. There is still super flat stomach that we can all just dream of. So she does that. I'm so sad. I'm like, oh my God, she is, has body dysmorphia, like what's going on that she feels so terrible about this photo that all of us collectively, you know, think that's the thing. No one was talking about this photo badly. People were just like, oh, it's like an unedited photo, but I don't think anyone was judging, whatever. The point is, so sad that moment.
It's so sad, but also I just think that like it was so talked about that she like, maybe like all publicity is good publicity, because like, why would she want people to continue talking about it? You can just at this point ignore this shit.
You can at this point ignore this shit. And I think that then she posted a post. She wrote, yes, I just did a live. She put a screenshot from the live, and then she wrote a really heartfelt message basically saying what we were all kind of talking about. And I think we did talk about it in this episode that like she's been, you know, criticized her whole life and held up to insane beauty standards and body standards. And she's worked really hard for her body and she wants to show off, I guess. She doesn't want it to not be she doesn't want it to be not represented the way she wants it to be, or like
she wants the world to see her a certain way, which is why she chooses to go out fully made all the time with heels, whatever. That's what she was saying. She wants the world to see her a certain way. And that's the picture she wants to paint. She doesn't have to show us what she doesn't
want
to show us.
Which I agree with. I think I say in this episode too, I am not Miss show your flaws, your rolls, your cellulite, your ass crack, your stretch marks. No, like I'm not going to, I have stretch marks. I don't need everyone. I don't need to be like, here's my, there are some accounts that do that. There are some, and you know, that's body positive in its own way. I don't think to be body positive or to be whatever, you need to like, you can embrace them. Like, I don't curse at my stretch marks every day. I'm not like, you disgusting piece of shit. I'm like, these are here. I've had them since I was 12.
Yeah.
And like, I've had a love-hate relationship with them. No, not even love, but an acceptance. It's part of our genetics. We all have it. Whatever. My point is, I don't think you need to I agree with that part of it, but it's kind of hard for me to like agree with, I mean, I don't need to agree, it's her feelings, but the other part of it, which is like, but the picture, it wasn't like a, what was so wrong with the picture?
It wasn't like a picture. It wasn't a picture of, let's say, like Chloe 10 years ago, right? It was a picture of like, do you know what I'm saying?
It was literally just a picture of a girl by a pool with a really hot body with probably no makeup. But you guys, again,
but I'm saying it wasn't a bad picture of Chloe 10 years ago where like maybe she wasn't where she is now and like doesn't want to show that. It was a picture right now where she's literally looking the same minus the Photoshop of to the picture, minus the editing to the picture.
But, right.
And
but
she looks great, but she doesn't great. She doesn't want that out there.
She doesn't want that out there because specifically this photo wasn't supposed to be out there, which again, this is like an Emrata thing. Like she wants to own her image. Like that the pictures from 10 years ago, she put them out. Like it was either from Keeping Up or it's from a red carpet. Those exist. She can't have cease and desist on things that exist.
Yeah.
This was apparently a leaked photo. Again, we still don't know, by MJ, by an assistant. Anyway, listen, I do love Chloe and it is a complicated relationship. I just got a DM from a follower the other day that was like, I'm a new follower. Do you love or do you hate the Kardashians? So it made me lol. I obviously love them and I love Keeping Up and everything like that. I just at times love, you know, what they're putting out there and what they're doing and what they're saying and what they're thinking. And at times don't. And this is more of a moment where I honestly feel like Chloe will hopefully in 10 years or whatever, look back and maybe try to see this from another point of view where she can see that this was kind of this has a deeper situation going on because it's like a projecting thing. Like this is all going on with her. None of us are like, wow, she looks so bad in this photo. You get what I mean?
Yeah, but I think it's like a product of being in that industry and not, and like, I think it would happen. It's very relatable that she feels that way because I can't imagine what it's like to be in her shoes and be told what she's been told by millions of people and not care that a picture that you don't like personally like got out there. She probably hates that picture. Imagine if a picture got out there to millions of people that you despise. Like, yeah, I get hard. That it's hard.
Yeah, and again, we talk about in the episode that, like, you know, you don't always, like, I'll see myself in a picture and I judge things differently than what you'll be like, right. Hey, you look beautiful. And I'll be like, no, my chin is, you know, this. So I'm not saying that. I totally get that. I just, obviously, this was a very over-dramatized.
Yeah.
They took this further than almost anything that has happened with the Kardashians over the last few years. It's just been a wild ride, but I guess it was that important to her. And we are sending Coco all our love. But I was glad to say, you guys, that the last episode featuring Addie was really fun. I had a smile on the whole time. There was only one, like I said, in this episode, sub contrived storyline, which was the bunker, which was stupid. But then you have a minute to get a bite to eat, you know, fill up a good glass of seltzer. But like the main thing was Addison and her relationship with Courtney and MJ's birthday, which we love MJ. So it was a really good episode. But anyway, enjoy the rest of this episode where we talk more Kardashians, past episodes of this final season. Thank you for being on here, Ariel.
Love you.
You guys, it's been baby central lately. It's been, I don't know if it's a pandemic. I don't know if it's because I've had a baby that like just I've noticed babies being born and people talking about fertility and you know what, being open even about their infertility or just their experience with trying to get pregnant. And so many women go through infertility or, you know, just the process of trying to find out about our fertility. So I wanted to tell you guys about Modern Fertility. Basically, a simple finger prick by Modern Fertility can unlock tons of insight into your reproductive health, like egg count, menopause timing, hormone levels, and what they indicate, if they indicate thyroid disorders or PCOS, all things that are super good to know whether or not kids are in your future or whether or not you're looking to get pregnant right now or later. So you guys, you should check out Modern Fertility. It's easy and affordable, again, to get your fertility hormones tested at home with a single finger prick, okay? And then you mail it back in. It comes with a prepaid label, and you'll get your personalized results within 10 days. I'm like so excited to get my results back. I just sent it in and I am like, wait, oh my God, I'm going to find out so much information. And am I looking to get pregnant again right now? No, but I just want to know all of this for the future. And I know the traditional testing can cost like thousands of dollars. Modern fertility only costs $159. That's $159. And of course, I'm going to give you a discount. If you go to modernfertility.com/notskinny, you can get $20 off your test. That's modernfertility.com/notskinny to get $20 off your test. So it's $159 minus $20. I don't know, do the math. Also, if you have an HSA or FSA, you can use those dollars on Modern Fertility. Get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/notskinny. That's modernfertility.com/notskinny for $20 off your fertility test. That means your test will cost $139 instead of like hundreds, but not instead of thousands that will cost the doctor's office. Martinfertility.com/notskinny. You guys, I'm already pissed off, but I've decided to have Arielle on the podcast today.
I'm literally going to drop this mic.
She's got instructions for me. Because I'm so used to it, like scheduling with guests already. And it's like, okay, 5 o'clock, I have a Zoom, like they're on time. With you, it's like, Arielle, can you do it with me? Okay, when are you finished? Are you done? Can you come now? Okay, can we start? Okay, now you have to pee. You know what I mean? Like I like calendar meetings. I like schedules. I don't like this like wing-a-wanging it.
I didn't get an invite. Mm-hmm. Put it on the cal. Well, maybe don't you need it on the cal?
Well, maybe I need to put it on the cal.
Put it on the cal.
Anyway, for those of you who don't know, Arielle, she actually used to do the podcast with me way more regularly, which we need to talk about this for a second. She used to do the podcast with me way more regularly. We would just both of us shoot the shit about like pop culture before I started like interviewing people most of the time. So yeah, she was filler. And
I was fired.
Filler. You were filler.
Fired.
You were filler and then you're fired. No, you were never fired. You're always in the heart of this podcast.
As needed.
As needed. And as wanted. As I told wanted. You. Do I not send you when people are like, Arielle, Arielle, Arielle?
You do. And I legit love to do this.
Except she loves it. You guys, not once has she shared it on her stupid. And like not once has she even made note. Like she has like icebreakers and shit at her job all the time. And I was like, what'd you say today? And she was like, oh, they asked like something unique about me. I said, what'd you say? Oh, that I like play softball. I was like, what about the fact that you like are on your sister's pop culture podcast? Or like, I don't know. That's something interesting. She's like, oh, I don't know.
My next fun fact is going to be that I fucking hate fun facts. I hate them. I have nothing to say.
I don't know how she does that either. Like, I hate games like that too. But I'm like, here's something. I'm not saying, you guys, I'm not being like annoying, like, oh, say you're like your sister's like an Instagram podcast or whatever. I'm saying say like, oh, fun fact, I like really like pop culture and celebrities and I go on my sister's podcast a lot. She happens to be
not skinny, but not fat.
Really amazing.
She is.
So, but she doesn't use it. Other people like use the dumbest shit. And she said, what? Oh my God.
No, we're not. No, we're really not.
What'd you say?
We're really not going through my list of fun facts that are made up.
I really feel so bad for her and her 9 to 6. Sometimes, no, she works at a great, great company and great people and everything. But just those little things about corporate culture are things that I never, like people think that I'm so outgoing and like, oh, it'd probably be easier for you. No, like if even when I get asked to guest on podcasts and stuff and I'll get before like an email being like, okay, you might get asked, what was your first date? What's the worst thing your mom ever said to you? And I'm like, bye, can't do the podcast. I hate having like questions that people are going to ask me that I need answers to. When people ask me what my housewife's tagline is, it's just not my vibe. But I wanted to talk to Arielle today because we have so much keeping up with the Kardashian stuff and we fucking love them. And it's been a while and we're in my new office/ podcast space.
In your new podcast room.
I'm so excited.
I know. It's so pretty.
I'm so excited. I need to get my neon sign. I need to get more stuff in the room also for audio purposes. Right now, like, I'm scared it's a little echoey. Sorry. And it's just really nice. But the whole new house in general is so fun. We moved to a larger apartment in the building, still with this fucking bitch.
Closer to my mom. Me.
It's closer to her in floors. No, it's wild. I feel like it's just so wild that for us, it's like, oh, we live in the same building and our mom is in the same building. But it's just like a wild concept.
It's the most wild concept ever. Like, nobody says I live in the same building as my sister and my mom. My other sister lives 3 blocks away. Like, who? What?
So for people, you know that a lot of times Allison you don't would know, kill me.
I forgot to tell you.
Oh, what?
At work, my Wi-Fi, I a lot of times have bad connection. I haven't told you this before. And I'm like, why the fuck do I have such bad connection? I go and check and I'm on your Wi-Fi
I'm dead.
And I'm like, Amanda, 5G. I'm like, why the hell am I on your Wi-Fi?
Oh my God.
That's how close we live.
That's how sick. And like, my mom is in the building. And we're in New York City, right? We're not in like Kansas. Like it's wild to have this sort of kibbutz in the middle of the city. And it makes it's so great. But you guys, it gets wild. Like there's drums. Even today we have drums. And like, I mean, I guess I can like say, I don't know. Wait, I don't know. Oh my God.
What are you about to say? I was really nervous.
I was going to say that I like got approached about doing a TV show.
Oh yeah. Oh my God.
I need to follow up on that. I forgot about that. I had a conversation about it.
Like, I mean, like the shit that happens here needs to be captured.
Right. But I think when I got reached out to about this, I was like, oh my God, our dream come true. Right. You guys know that follow me. Like I always say, like, we're the next Kardashians and all that shit. But I'm also very aware. And I said this on the call. Like, I know every person in the world thinks they need a TV show or like that their family's so funny and their friends are so funny. So because I'm such a self-aware person, like even though I'm able to say that, I can also be like, wait, but everybody thinks that. So are we? But then at the same time, obviously I was approached about it. So I guess somebody else thinks that. But then while Arielle was crying about this, when I told her that I got this email, I was like, wait, let's for a second take a look at like at what this means. Like, would you share this? Like, would mom do that? Like, first of all, my mom, I tell her, my mom is like, no, I'm a private person. I'm not going to. And I'm like,
Meanwhile.
And she's like, I'm like, mom, you're. And then I asked my whole family, I was like, who would be most suited to have a TV show, like reality show? And everyone's like, you, like about me. And then I'm like, who's next? And they're like, mom, because she's like the next up that's like gossipy, dramatic, like all this shit. But anyway, yeah, fun things could be, you know, people are like coming soon. Well, I'm just saying that we're a very interesting family and we have shit all the time. But the question is, if let's say our drama today or your drama with Allison, like, is like, would you feel comfortable airing that and have her see?
I mean, what would she see? She would see that we
were talking
talked
shit,
about it.
Like that we talked shit a lot.
No.
That we talked shit about it. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I guess you just have to like be committed to like put it all out there. Yeah. If you sign up for a TV show.
That's what it is. You have to be committed. And I guess you have to make some sort of family pact or whoever goes on the show pact that like you can't get offended. You can't like start, even though I'm sure with every reality show, whether it's family or friends or even just coworkers, you know, there's going to be shit said. And you're going to see shit and you're just going to have to like be cool with it. Anyway, it's just like wild because people don't get how much like, and I always say this when I get asked about how I started my Instagram, is that when I started and it was like more memes and then it became like me and then like celebrities, is like before I would post a lot about celebrities, everything I would post, it would be DM'd to you. So like, yeah. Instead of what you're seeing posted, it would just be to Arielle, like, here's this hot pic of Hailey Bieber. Like, here's this, here's that. And now instead of DMing it to her, I just post it because I'm like, oh, everyone wants to know.
I remember when you first started doing that, I would get really upset. And I was like, how could you not send this to me first?
Yeah.
And I remember it would like really get to me. I was like, how did she not send this
to me?
No,
I remember.
And I just remember that feeling. And now, I mean, like we've evolved and I just see it on your
Insta.
I'm like an avid follower. But in the beginning, I really was jealous that like it was going first on your Instagram and not sent to me.
I remember that completely. And it's so funny because it is true. That's what happened. One day I was just like, wait, like maybe you guys care about this instead of me just like airing it over to Ariel. And like, you guys need to know, like, this is actually sometimes I can't express, like, we were driving in the car the other day and just like talking, just like we were just talking about Hailey Bieber's butt.
The most important like thing going on right now.
Like, do you think her butt is real? And then I was like, well, listen, she is Brazilian. But then again, that shit stands up.
It's really perking.
So I was like, maybe BBL. And she's like, what's BBL?
What's BBL again?
Brazilian butt lift.
Oh, Brazilian butt lift.
Which like I
for
could
sure
be needing of. I could also need. I know. I feel like my ass needs to sag a little bit because if it would be BBL'd,
it would
be too big. You know what I mean? It would just be.
Oh my God.
But we also like, we'll just talk about like, I'll like literally call her to discuss, like, which I'm sure so many of you can relate to and have a person like this in your lives. But I'll call her to discuss, like, oh my God, like, how do we feel about this? Like, Scott's so pathetic. Like, why is he like this? You're sad about Scott?
Yeah.
Oh, see, we're not on the same wavelength. I told
no,
you.
No, I cried the other day seeing how he, when you posted how he spoke to Courtney, it really like made me so upset.
You guys, we deserve to know what W2H we're putting in our bodies and why. But most of all, we just know that we should be taking vitamins, and whether it's a daily vitamin, a prenatal if you're looking to become pregnant, or a postnatal if you've delivered a baby like a superwoman like me. So Ritual is my favorite brand for that. I love that you can actually source and see what's in every single capsule. I love that it comes with this little mint tab inside so it stays fresh. I love that it doesn't have the fish burp smell. Everyone who takes vitamins knows what I'm talking about. And the fact that it has like the best nutrients and delayed release capsule design that gets everything to you in the best way. It's also made traceable, like I said, so you can know what nutrients you're taking and where they're coming from. Okay. And they're just designed for every stage in your life. They're available for women, men, and teens. And there's a multivitamin. Like I said, there's a prenatal, there's a postnatal, there's also one for women above 50. So check them out. They get delivered to your door every month with free shipping. It's so easy to pause it, restart it, cancel it, snooze it anytime you want to. And they're giving my listeners 10% off for your first 3 months to check out Ritual and try their vitamins and get them delivered to your door. Go to ritual.com/notskinny. Okay, and that'll give you 10% off for 3 whole months of your subscription. Ritual.com/notskinny and start your ritual today. So I don't know if you guys saw, but I posted a throwback when Courtney was pregnant with Penelope, I guess, that Scott was basically, after she gave birth to Penelope, Scott was like, why aren't you back to like your weight? Like, do it faster. 93 pounds is like the goal. Like, and I was like, wait, why are we always feeling bad for Scott and forgetting he was an asshole and forgetting that he cheated? And I think just back then they weren't out with like, they were like open, but not like Tristan's cheating scandal got out there. You know, Lamar's cheating scandal, he like died, like OD'd in the brothel. Like they had to say, was it a brothel? You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
All this shit came out. I feel like with Scott, it was very protected. Like it was never said that he cheated, but I'm sure if we go back and watch, it'll be so insinuated that it's like obvious that that's what it was.
Yeah.
So he was shitty. And like, I'm a squirt. Listen, I know people are going to be like, wait, Amanda, aren't you like a squirt fucking forever? And if you guys keep up, I'm obviously a hashtag Kravis diehard right now. But I always, when I post about Kravis, I'm like, I'm just thinking about Scott because I know how involved he is in their lives, in the Kardashians' lives. And I can only imagine what it feels like for someone to be taking his spot, even though it's been so many years since Courtney and him got separated. He was still the stand-in yeah. of her plus one.
And the thing is, like, Eunice was so young that, like, he couldn't... It wasn't, like, a competition. It was, like, Eunice was going to end at some point. Whatever, Eunice. He was going to end at some point. That relationship was going to end. With Travis, I think it's a lot more serious. Like, we do think, like, things are going to happen in the future. And also, he's been on a reality TV show before. So it wouldn't be surprising if he'd be like, if they have another show on Hulu, that he'd be a part of it.
Oh, I didn't even think
and
that.
And he takes Scott's place because like, I feel like Travis is a serious guy and like there's going to be no bullshit between Court and Scott. Like it's, I think it's going to change their relationship.
And you saying that thing about Yoon's made me think about the fact that Scott dates these young girls maybe is a reason to like keep it simple, not date anyone who has any expectations. He even said it on this season of Keeping Up. He was like, which like I told Arielle, this is another conversation we have like legit, just like, hey, this is how I feel, is that I don't buy Scott. I feel like he puts on a lot of a show for Keeping Up where he's like, two episodes ago where he was like, you know, and I told Sophia that like you're my priority. And it's like, A, you had 3 years with Sophia. The fact that you're like putting her down on television and saying that she gave you an ultimatum between her and Courtney, and you were basically like, yeah, Courtney, like I feel like that's belittling his 3 year relationship. Do you know what I mean?
It's a long ass relationship.
It's a long ass relationship. Like you,
I don't care if you're 19 or not. It's long.
And they didn't break up because of Courtney. Like I promise you that there was more shit going on. And like, I don't know if for the show or just look good to Courtney. Like, I don't know why, but like,
he's like, yeah, like, you know, like you're important to me. So like, I told her like, that's my priority. I just don't buy it.
I feel like it's an act. It's not like the real Scott is like, you were with Sophia for 3 fucking years. I'm sure like she had to deal with the fact that the mother of your children is in your life and she's Kourtney Kardashian. She's fucking hot and all this shit. But like, Kourtney isn't asking to be a priority. She's saying for the kids to be a priority. Kourtney, like, it just felt really like, and I feel like the fact that we make fun of her being like, yeah, yeah, is because she's also so immune to his bullshit already. I feel like everyone's like, oh, like, she's his priority. Meanwhile, like, Kourtney's like, yeah, because she, like, either knows he's full of shit or, like, legit isn't. It's like if I could just so imagine being in that spot where, like, you know the person is a talker. He says the same shit over and over. Yeah. He says he's going to change. He says he's, like, going to do this. He says he's going to do that, but he's the same old shit. And I feel like that's Scott. And even for Sophia, just, like, give more respect to that relationship rather than say on television. Imagine you're Sophia being, like, basically belittling their relationship to like a very, you know, bottom line-y has to do with the Kardashians thing, which I'm sure there was more to it.
But I'll tell you what it also is. Scott isn't a necessary character on the show. Like it's not necessary to have Scott come on. If not for Courtney, we don't care about Scott, right? Like think about it. Like, and he knows that if he continues to say these sweet things to Courtney, that's a reason to continue being on the show.
Sister, you're bringing it
today.
What
do you mean? Producers want to hear that shit. They want to hear him say all this sweet shit. So he knows what role he plays. And he probably, like you said, plays into that, says all this sweet shit. Because otherwise, like, I feel like if somebody was sweet talking me for years on years and tells me, like, I'm their one, I'm their priority, I want to do everything, I'm going to marry Courtney, like, wouldn't you eventually give in? But she doesn't, because it's probably outside of the show, not really like that. He continues dating these 19-year-olds. He's not actually that serious. He's in Miami for like a million years, like all this shit. But I feel like he knows what he needs to do in order to stay on the show. And he wants to stay on the show because he wants to continue being relevant.
That's the other thing.
Mic drop. Wasn't that good?
It was so good. Because I was talking to Arielle about it the other day. Like, no offense, but like, so he knows like oh my God, this is another thing that we just talked about like in my kitchen. Because I remember I was saying to you like that he was made by like Kim, right? And then I said he has money now also because of the Kardashians. And that I said if not for Kourtney, he'd probably still have money. He'd probably still be a party boy in New York City, just not to this like extent.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about what you just said because he had the show Flip It Like Disick. And like, you're right. Like, we like the dynamic with Kourtney. I didn't care that much about seeing him flip houses, even though he'd have his little Scott-isms and whatever. It's still not like I wouldn't want to watch a show about Scott and his, you know, life. I want to see him with what it pertains. I don't even care actually about, you know, all the shit that whenever he has scenes with like all of a sudden like MJ, he's like cooking like an omelet with MJ in the kitchen.
So weird.
But listen, the Kardashians are very, very loyal and like, Scott is in their family by hook, my Israeli friends say, by hook or by cook. by hook or by crook, like, doesn't matter what he does, he's in it to win it.
By hook or by crook.
No, I know the Israeli friends say cook. That was okay. My joke. Okay. And I just feel like he's protected by them by like a gazillion contracts or something. I don't know.
But I feel like dun dun dun, that's going to change with Kravis.
So that's Kravis. Why cut to Easter weekend, where Travis and Courtney and Travis's kids, including Atiana De La Hoya, which, like, Atiana De La Hoya is the daughter of Oscar De La Hoya and Shannon Mochler before Shanna got with Travis. And then Travis kind of, I don't know what kind of a father Oscar is, because Atiana does post like Happy Father's Day to both fathers, but Travis did raise her as his own and is still like a father to her, which is so sweet and crazy and makes me love him. And I actually watched Meet the Barkers when it was on all those years ago. And I remember then loving him and thinking he's so sweet and so gentle and such a good father. And I think, I don't want to like mom shame Shanna, but if I remember correctly, she was like kind of lazy, not doing much. And he was kind of like just exemplary father. And you could tell all of his kids are obsessed with him and post about him. Yeah. And like, he just seems, and like, I love that him and Courtney were friends all these years. Like, if you look back at Keeping Up, all these episodes, he was just like around. He was ice skating on Christmas. He was at the Christmas parties. He was even, she did that stupid Addison Rae like YouTube, and they were talking about like Camp Courtney, and she's like, Travis is in Camp Courtney. And then I remember I posted another video from Keeping Up where he was also there when they were making like gingerbread cookies.
I feel like this is like a soulmate type of love. Mm. And I'd really not mind to be adopted by the both of them. He's such a good father to people who aren't his children biologically.
Hi, we're looking for daddies.
Yes,
and
we are. We'll submit applications.
We want. No, they're so cute. And like, they're just so cute. And I die for them. And then so they went on the ski vacation. And after the ski vacation, which like their kids are already all friends and like TikToking together. Oh my
God.
And
they've grown up together though.
True. Cause they're neighbors. And they did this TikTok video. It was like, pass the mic to this person, like pass the mic to the person to your left, pass the mic to the person who's wearing flannel. So obviously what I love about Courtney and why she's relatable, she sucks at like public speaking. She sucks at like, like just coming up with things on the spot. So her pass the mic was, I'm passing them passing the phone to my boyfriend, which is like not the point, but like cute to hear her give anything to hear her call him her boyfriend. And then the second time she's like, pass the phone to, oh, like she couldn't even, literally she couldn't do it. And then Rain started going fucking wild and saying, fuck that shit.
He started cursing up the wazoo.
He is wild.
He is like literally my spirit animal.
I love him.
Like I would be Rain.
I feel like I'm freaking Kris Jenner with my like gazillion cans in my pantry. I just always wanted to live that like prepackaged beverage life. Like I feel like it's another life. Like I am the Jenner Kardashians, and huzzah, like literally stocked up on that ish. It is amazing seltzer with a freaking prebiotic in it. Like way to like feel amazing about yourself. Oh no, I won't have that unhealthy sugared soda. I'll have a seltzer. Oh, it also has prebiotic in it. Oh, it's also less than 3 grams of sugar in it. Mm-hmm. Sorry, not sorry. I'm basically a Victoria's Secret model. And it's freaking delicious. It's more full of flavor than like any seltzer I've tasted, like bursting with flavor and still less than 3 grams of sugar per can. Amazing ingredients and with a freaking probiotic. It's a probiotic seltzer that you guys need to check out by going to Huzzah. Go to Huzzah's website. It's Drink Huzzah. That's HUZZAH. So Drink Huzzah, HUZZAH.com. And the code is not skinny for 20% off. So again, that's Drink Huzzah. HUZZAH.com. The promo code is not skinny to check them out to get 20% off on that order, which is amazing. And I guarantee you will love it and that you will feel like you're just a walking health freak. Okay. So then after the ski vacation, they came right to Palm Springs. And we know this because Kris Jenner posted the monogrammed golf carts and even kind of like TMI'd us in the caption where she was like, because we saw Kim, Courtney, Khloe, Kylie, Kendall. But then she was like, and by the way, like Travis Barker's, Travis Scott and Corey Gamble's aren't in the picture because they hurried off to the, you know, the grass or whatever you call
it. No Kanye mentioned.
A, no Kanye mentioned. And B, like very insistent on mentioning that.
The names of the significant names of, others.
The names of, the, which like, I don't know about. A lot of people are interested in knowing about Travis Scott and Kylie. And I don't know. I think they're kind of, if I had to guess, they're kind of like co-parenting slash banging.
I think they're together.
Oh, really? Like together, together?
I mean, like, I think that they're like, they haven't fully like separated. I don't think they're completely broken up.
Oh, that maybe could be true.
Because like, I mean, like they can be co-parenting, but like, I feel like they're probably together.
Yeah. And I don't know why Kendall's like has the boyfriend, Devin Booker, but like it's, I don't know, like he's not like around much. It doesn't seem like.
I mean, she probably just like, he's not like in the fam yet.
Yeah.
Like Travis is like a lifelong best friend of the fam.
Oh my God. Stop, Ariel. We're going to talk about it.
The other Travis. Oh my God. Travis Barker and Travis Scott.
Yeah.
Oh, two Travises.
Oh,
I just realized that. The other Travis has a baby mama, Kylie.
Yeah.
And Corey.
And Corey. So anyway, and Travis is just, like I say a lot on my Instagram, he surprises me with his activeness on social media because I just started following him when him and Courtney got together and like did not expect to have so much content, Travis. He shares posts to stories. He shares everything he's tagged in.
No.
He shared Kris Jenner's like golf club.
Oh, I saw
club
that.
Thing. It's like, relax. You were just tagged in it. You don't have to share it. So he is a sharer of all things, which is so cute. But we need to talk about the episode, but also talk about, listen, even the episode, oh my God, what was that? When the whole contrived plot line of Kendall wanting a baby and then babysitting Malika's baby, like I legit almost died because it was painful. I was like, there's a saying in English that's called like, you're basically like mocking my, in Hebrew I meant, you're basically mocking my intelligence. You know what I mean? Like you're acting like, Amanda, you're a dumb fuck and you are sitting in your dumb fuck house believing that Kendall said she's, you know, a kid hungry or whatever. Not kid, that's Armie Hammer. What's it called?
That she really wants kids?
No, she said a name for it though.
Oh, baby fever.
She had baby fever, kid hungry. And then it's like, okay, so here, babysit this baby, like Malika's baby. And then you see all the people there, but she acted like she was alone with the baby for 5 hours. And then the next scene she was babysitting, like, so, but a lot of people that I'm complaining about this season being soup contrived are reminding me that this was filmed during quarantine. So like, that's a factor in why it's
right.
So.
Also imagine producers coming to Kendall and being like, this episode, you're going to say that you really want a baby because everybody wants a baby. You want to babysit them. And then she's stuck in a situation where she has to film probably for hours pretending to babysit. It sounds like the worst thing.
Oh, my God. It actually sounds like the worst
And that's what's thing. Happening every episode. It's like, this episode, we're going to do an obstacle course. This episode, like, we're going to, like, set up
Scott.
Like, every storyline needs to be contrived. Every storyline. Also, they're the worst actors. Like, oh, this past episode, and it's as far as I got, I'll be honest. When like Court walks into the kitchen, oh, what are you doing here? And he has like, I don't
Scott.
Know, like, yeah, cups of like cereal and in like a
marshmallows. Yeah.
Yeah. On a tray. And I was like, what the hell is
going
on? Oh,
where's Poosh? Poosh Kanooshk is at Mom's. Oh, where's Rainey and Mace? Oh, they're at Coco's. Like, oh, where are our kids? Oh, we're just, and oh my God, no, but Court in the bed writing in the journal being like, I'm just doing some Poosh work. Writing like Courtney, like with hearts, like in her journal.
No.
Oh my God, I'm just doing Poosh work in my robe. That's so funny. So it's like, you guys, and again, I said this like, there was always like a contrived subplot. If you think about old seasons where they would like prank Chris or something.
Yeah.
So like there would be family drama, whatever was going on IRL. And then there would be like some like pranking, some whatever. And it was always cute because you had the main shit and then that. But now that it's the whole episode, like this past episode, it was the Addison Rae episode. But this past episode, the one before. So it was, you know, Scott and Courtney contrived because we know like the fact that the sisters are like, don't you think Courtney should be Scott? Like, you're going to try that old tired trick on us. Like, does your pony not have new tricks?
But when Kendall said like, Courtney's going to kill me for saying this, but I'm team Squirt. Like, I feel like that was real.
I mean, yeah, because I get that you could be like team Squirt at heart knowing that it's like not going to happen.
Yeah.
But also the fact that it's like, let's try to get them on a date. Like, they're way past that, right? They're way past like,
if they'd want to go on a date, they'd fucking go on a date. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, he'd take her on a date.
No, it was so stupid. Listen, Courtney served some looks.
Kendall also, a lot of times I feel like she like has said like she was, her and Kylie were always like a lot less on the show than the three sisters. And suddenly like she's in a lot more scenes and Court is in like every scene, like you said. And so like, listen.
What?
I don't think we're getting rid of the Kardashians.
Listen,
I think they're moving on.
I always said like that the Hulu deal that they announced, like I was never, everyone thought the Hulu deal meant like another Keeping Up. And I was like, not for sure. Like I was always worried they'd bring some like Kylie is producing a cooking show, you know, like I just wanted to not jinx it. I just wanted to see because listen, at the end of the day, am I upset it's all contrived? Yes. Do I want legit reality TV that's reality? Yes. But am I going to take what I can fucking get?
Anything.
Yes.
I don't care. Like, say a sentence. I'm in. Like, I'll watch whatever you want. Like, I'll watch
just to see Courtney, like, have one. Like, that's the thing. That's how committed I am.
I watch videos. Like, Kim put up a story of them in the Palm Spring house on Easter of, like, Kylie and Chloe dancing in the kitchen. And I'm like, I just saw like us doing that. I'm like, that's us.
And that's why, if you go back, that's why
you fall in love.
We fell in love from the beginning because there is something relatable about them and they are all about family and they do make you feel like, oh my God, that's how I am with my sisters. So as rich as they got, as extravagant as they got, and as sadly, you know, produced the show has gotten, we remember where it's come from and the root of it. And the fact that they stayed like a family and so connected and everything just keeps us. So again, I'll watch them shake the salad. I'll watch them, you know, dip things into things, and I'll watch the contrived thing and get annoyed about it. But I love them.
Even though like you said, like how unrelatable their lives are, at the same time, there's a part of them that's always relatable that you can relate to somehow. And I just love them.
Okay, we need to talk about the Chloe photo.
Oh, God.
Chloe photo gate. First of all, when I first saw this photo, I saw a photo of a banging bodied Chloe with a face of Chloe that we all know and love, like BB Chloe. And I saw it somewhere. I reposted it to my story. I didn't even make such a big deal about it. I was just like, oh, she didn't filter this pic so much, you know? The internet went wild, berserkshires like crazy about it, and allegedly said that the grandma shared it to her Instagram. And we know that it's taken over this weekend because she shared her Easter nails and the Easter nails were in that pic. But I tried to search Instagram for the grandma, and like you can find an MJ Shannon, but like I don't know how you would know it's her because there are no posts or like photo in the profile. And I don't know anybody personally that saw that photo being posted to that account. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So no one knows how it was birthed. But then what was wild that everyone was reposting it and starting to say that they were getting messaged either by someone that works for KKW or Tracy Rumelis, who works with Kim. Reddit threaders were being taken down, legit. I even had one of my followers who she's like verified on Instagram. She actually did a body like positive post for about that post. And she sent me that she got a TikTok violation and it says who it is from. It's like Tim at KKW. brand second. So A, like, it's so interesting that Kim's team is on this. Second of all, it's like, it's become so wild that it's called the Streisand effect, where like the more you're going to try to censor something, the more people will see it.
Of course.
And like, I haven't seen
if people. If you're going to great lengths to reach out to every single person that posted this picture and like threaten them and like, of what course going it's going to get more attention. And Ariel, people are going to be like, why the fuck are you this upset over a photo, a natural, beautiful photo that was posted?
You guys, I swear I'm not being PC. She legit looks great in the photo. I'm not trying to be cute. I'm not trying to. She legit looks great in the photo. Her body looks banging. Okay. Still an unattainable body. Okay. Her face looks like old, cute Chloe. It's just not fucking photoshopped, airbrushed. And now I'm just. Because if you remember the Kim beach photos when she was with Steph Shep and her butt came out large, yeah. And like she was so upset it was on the show and she was like, oh my God, I'm going to remove every. So then she was legit. I remember just talking about removing every tag. And how did that, which was an unflattering photo, okay? That was an unflattering shot of her ass, okay?
Nobody was talking about it for 5 days.
No, but Chloe's picture A is a good picture. It's just not edited to the point of having no nose. So
Chloe's picture is a real picture. It does not, like, I just feel like it's so crazy that they feel like they need to take such measures to take this picture down, to threaten every account that put it out there when it's just an unedited photo.
They're making it sound like it's the insides of her vagina.
Right. Or like a sex tape. What I would love is for Chloe to put up the picture and be like, this is me. Like, people would love that. People would clap. People, like, are you joking? It's so refreshing.
No, but it's not even a hashtag brave thing because she looks amazing.
I know, but you're so used to see. Do you want to compare it to her other bikini posts that are so filtered and so edited? It doesn't even look like a real body. So it's so nice to see it looking.
But it's not even like, oh, here's a fold. It's literally still an amazing body. And she still looks, it's something is so wild, you guys, that I cannot wrap my head around why the hell they want this scrubbed off.
Why?
And they're calling it an IP violation. That's intellectual property violation. Whose property is it? Because then they went from saying it's MJ posted it to saying an assistant posted it, which like RIP to the assistant. But I'm just like, what? But then, you know, I was asked to make a comment to today.com about the situation and I'll read you guys what I said because when I was writing it, and in case they don't include them, like my journalist, thank that. Just so you know, you guys, Ariel looks very stressed when we podcast. It doesn't come naturally to her. She's sitting like uptight as fuck. She's looking at me like she's mad at me. Like I don't know what's going on.
Amanda, hold on. Do you even know me? You know what is my face ever not in a worried like state of mind?
I said at the end, I'm not going to read to you everything I said. But at the end, I said, I know a lot of accounts and people are coming for Chloe saying she could have been empowering women and girls with this unedited photo. And she is doing the opposite by causing such a ruckus, trying to take it down. But yes, I use the word ruckus. And I said, but I feel bad for Chloe. She has been labeled the ugly and fat sister her whole life. And that has obviously caused her such pain and trauma that she is still deeply scarred by it. It's honestly very sad because we're all looking at the picture thinking she looks great, but she obviously doesn't.
Wow, Amanda, I'm kind of offended that you didn't read to me your statement.
Okay, so I'm not like that. Like my whole family will send every email. They'll send like an Airbnb email and be like, "How's this email to this Airbnb host about our how many people we have in our party?" Like I'm like, "Oh, today.com." But no, this was my last thing I answered about the picture and everything, but they asked, like, is there anything else you want to add? And this I feel strongly about because I am being sent a lot of like accounts being like, Chloe should be proud. And like you said, like Chloe should. And I'm like, and I'm always in the middle, not skinny, but not fat. I'm also not the person because I've also seen accounts being like, we did this to her because we bullied her. I'm not there and I'm not there. I'm here in the middle being like, she always felt like the ugly duckling in her family so much so that it obviously scarred her to the point of like, that all her photos are so heavily edited that, you know, every photo she posts, it's like, it's a running joke, like Chloe's new face, like all this shit. and then a photo of her looking like what she looks like, and literally is causing more, stirring up more drama than fucking sex tapes than anything.
Than like Jordan with Tristan, it's stirring up more drama.
Wild, you guys. Wild. Like, I, this is one of the things, this is kind of like an HB2 situation, that if I keep thinking about it, my brain is just that brain exploding emoji, because I can't fathom a situation in which, and again, like, let's say Arielle and I will take a picture, right? And I'm like, she'll look at herself and she'll be like, wait, how did I come out? Is my arm fat? Is my arm skinny? And I'll look at myself. So not always can you see what somebody else sees in themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're not looking at me. You're looking at you. I'm the one that's going to notice my double chin and my whatever. So in my eyes, the photo is gorgeous and I don't get it. And I'm brain explosion emoji. But we have to try to understand that in Chloe's eyes. And I don't think, as much as we can say, you know, with power comes responsibility and with platform comes responsibility, but Chloe doesn't have to post the pic. Like you said, I agree with you. It could be cool. Yes. Everyone would be like, you go fucking girl. You know what? Everyone would be, you go girl. If she said, you guys, I edit my photos. I like to play around with photos. No one needs to be a real Instagram account showing stretch marks and rolls. Like, not everybody needs to do that.
No, of course. And I wasn't saying she should do that. I was just saying, instead of going to such great lengths to take the photo down, to have it disappear, she can also play it off in a different way where, like, we wouldn't talk about it so much. Nobody would talk about it if it was just a photo out there. Yes, there would be headlines, Chloe's unedited pictures, but it would go away in a day.
Yeah.
It's continuing to make headlines because people are posting that they're getting threat messages from KKW and like Tracy and everybody. And that's what's making headlines, that they're like, why is it so bad that an unedited photo got out there? Like you said, it's not a sex tape. It's not a scandal. It's an unedited photo.
Wild, wild.
Unedited photo. So
does that mean that they never post unedited photos?
Never. Are you kidding?
So oh my God.
They're not edited. Like, they're edited. They're themselves.
It was funny because we did watch that Andy Cohen new show about reality TV. And he interviewed the Kardashians, which, like, Courtney was so cute. And Andy said something interesting in it, that reality TV, like, used to be, or he didn't say that, one of the people that were being interviewed said it, like, reality TV used to be mostly reality, right? Now it's mostly not. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
very scripted.
It used to be like the real world. Like, they'd barely have contrived situations. Like, now it's like mostly contrived situations. But anyway, that was just a side note. And I wanted to say that Courtney said that she thinks she gets a bad edit, and then Andy was like, wait, don't you review the episodes like before they go on? And she's like, yeah, but somehow still. And I'm like, well, Courtney, maybe that's you, babe. Like, maybe that's you. I did have to make a note, since we're talking about the Kardashians, that first of all, 2 weeks ago, Kim was like, take me back to like this beach, and then she went back. I don't know, but there are more bikini pictures, and with Steph Shep, and I posted like, oh my God, like bikinis again. And then I put up, I was like, can I follow someone that's not on vacation? I put up Steph Shep in a bikini. And then Steph Shep literally DMs me and is like, you guys, she said, we love your account. We love your account. Get ready for more like bikini pics. R.I.P. R.I.P. to me.
I think like, this is the note we need to end on, because like, we have dissected the we.
No, oh my God,
we're,
you
like,
guys.
What does we mean? Who's we?
No, I'm
must
like, we.
Kardashian.
What do you mean? Who's we? Her, we. And Larry? We. Like, her fucking boyfriend?
We the Kardashians.
We, her and wifey Courtney. We. Like, literally, I tell Arielle and she's like, ah, that's so fun. And I was like, who's we? Who's we? Like, I was just like on the we. I was on the we, because the we is the we is the we, you know? And like, at the end of the day, I mean, that's just insane to me. But I hadn't reposted the photo since that time, because I think at the end of the day, I think it's really actually rude that people are reposting it, like media outlets and stuff, because if they're going to that length to not want it, like, respect her fucking privacy then.
Yeah.
If at first it got out and we were like, oh my God, here it is, fine. But if they're specifically, we know that a person doesn't want that photo out, maybe let's not repost it, you know?
I know, but it's out. Like, everybody's seen it.
That's the thing. It's everywhere.
It's on Google. Like, it's like, there's no point of like doing anything about it anymore. Like,
we
it's
need
there.
To figure out a situation, because I cannot record with you like this.
But Amanda, but I have nowhere to like put my feet on. So it's on you.
Oh my God, you guys. Oh my God, you guys. Anyway, thank you for listening. And do you have anything else to add today?
I'm really happy to be here. My fun fact is that I'm really happy.
What's your fun fact? Oh my God, my fun fact is this. Arielle today has the nicest legs. I got fucked in my family. And she shows me her thighs as she's sitting on the chair and is like, oh my God, look at this. And there's like a cellulite. And I was like, I stand up and have that.
No, Amanda, I was showing you like things that have formed since I've grown.
Can you put the microphone in your mouth and stop kicking me?
All right. Okay.
Did you see that Rachel Kirkconnell is okay? Now you're looking at your Apple Watch.
Yeah. I have to see like where my steps are at today as I'm sitting here for an hour.
Did you see that Rachel Kirkconnell was seen with Matt James?
Yes. She begged for his forgiveness and he forgave.
That's what you think happened?
That's what I think happened. That maybe he realized that she is a catch and he should go with it.
I think that maybe he thinks that she did the work.
She definitely did the work.
You think she did the work?
I think that like what happened was really, you know, a learning lesson for her, and I'm sure she did some work, and I don't think that he would take her back if she didn't do the work, because he was so clear on the show that like she needs to do the work by herself.
Okay, work. Okay, you guys, thank you for listening, and we'll speak
see you next Tuesday.
We'll talk soon. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Not Skinny But Not Fat. Follow me on Instagram at Not Skinny But Not Fat. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any episodes. Rate the podcast that you love so much on Apple Podcasts and write a little review. If you tell me you did, I'll give you a big virtual smoocheroo. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you next Tuesday.